Okay, Rav Schlesinger gave a shiur on the Haggadah, and he began with a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Perek Aleph, pasuk Chav Ches, pasuk Tes, where David HaMelech, before he was Nifter, before he passed away from this world, he gave a tzavah, to a last will and testament to his son Shlomo, who was taking over to be the Melech. And he said a long tzavah, but I'm just going to take a part of it. Va'ata Shlomo b'ni, and you, Shlomo, my son, da es elokei avicha, you should know the God of your father, va'avdeyu, and you should serve him. So in this shir, by the time we get to the end of the shir, we'll understand what exactly are the two parts of this tzavah, that you should know Hashem, the God of your father, and you should serve him. That at the end of the shir, this tzavah will become very clear. In Parshas Kadesh Li Kol Bechor, so Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to the Bnei Yisrael, and he tells them many mitzvahs connected with Chag HaPesach. First he says, Zochor es Yom Hazeh, remember this day. So there's Machloikis, Rambam, and Rashi. Rambam says that this is the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. And Rashi says it's the Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim, which we do every day of the year. Then Moshe Rabbeinu continues, V'lo yoichel chametz, you're not allowed to eat chametz during Pesach. Shivis yomim toichel matzahs, 7 days you should eat matzah. V'yoy mashri chag l'ashem, the seventh day of Pesach is a yontiv, just like the first day is a yontiv. And then Moshe concludes and he says, V'hoya, it will be, ki v'yacho Hashem al eretz ha-Kanani, when Hashem will bring you to the land of the Kanani, and the Chit, the Amor, all the nations that live in Eretz Yisrael, v'avarito es ha-avoido ha-zois b'choydesh hazeh. You should serve Hashem with this avoda in this month. So, in other words, we see from this pasuk that all the mitzvahs that are connected with Pesach in the month of Nisan have a name. The name is Avoda. It's a service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, normally, when we think about Avoda, we say in Pirkei Avos, Ashloish Dvorim Ha'olam Oimed, Al HaTaira, Val Avoda, Val Gemilas Chasadim. What does Avoda mean there? Serve Hashem with Karbonos. Or today we don't have Karbonos. It means davening. Davening is instead of karbanis. So that's how you usually think of it. And in fact, earlier in the Parsha, before Kaddish Li Kol Bechor, it says in the Pasuk, Ushmartem as avoda zois, v'amartem zevach pesachu. So there, avoda fits in with the normal understanding of avoda, which is a korban, because we're speaking about what? Korban Pesach. The question is, why are we referring to the other mitzvahs as avoda? When Moshe Rabbeinu in the parish of Kaddish Li Bechor speaks to the Bnei Yisrael, he doesn't even mention Korban Pesach. He's speaking about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, he's speaking about eating matzah, not eating chametz, and yet he calls that also avoda. So what Rosh Hashanah wants to understand is, what is the meaning of avoda when it's not korbanis? We know avoda means karbonis, but apparently here, avoda means something greater, because we're referring to taryag mitzvahs. We're referring to a few of the mitzvahs that come out in the month of Nisan. So what's the exact understanding of the term avoda? He brought a very interesting story, which we find in the Haggadah Beis Avram Beis Aaron. And this is a story, the machaber of this Haggadah was at a Seder with the Belzer Rav, Rabbi Yisachar Doiv of Belz. And Rabbi Yisachar Doiv's son began to ask the Manishtana. And he said, like the normal way is, he said, Chvil dir fragen, the fear kashas. I want to ask you the four questions. And his father said, you forgot a word. So he said it again, Chvil dir fragen, the fear kashas. And the father said, you forgot a word. And this kept going on, and the boy didn't know what word he was missing, until the father told him, "You forgot the word tata." Or others say tata leben.
That's what.
Right.
I don't know what it means, but
So we see from this story that the Belzerov felt that it's that we would, if our child did it in our state, we probably, we'd think, should I tell him, should I not tell him? It wouldn't be so important. But we see the Belzerov, for some reason, as we're going to explain, felt that this is a very crucial word in the asking of the Manishana, Tata. So the Belzerov explained that we find two brachas in Shemayna Esrei where we have Avinu. One of them is Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sara Secha, and then also Slach Lanu Avinu Kichatanu. And the reason why we call Hashem our Father in these two brachas, the Torah explains, because a father is mechuyev to teach his son Torah, and therefore... Slach lanu avinu, you Hashem who are our father, kichatanu, we have sinned, and also hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha, bring us back, our father, avinu l'sarasecha, bring us back to your Torah. So a father has to teach his son Torah. Therefore, we refer to Hashem as a father, because he also has a obligation to teach Kol Yisrael Torah. In Shemayna Esrei, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha, and a father we know is Kerachem of Al Benoi. A father has mercy on his child, so that's why when it comes to Slicha Mechila, we want forgiveness from Hashem. So we refer to him as a father. Have mercy on us like a father has to his child. So since the main part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, what was the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim? To come to Har Sinai, to receive the Torah, v'lokachti eschem li la'am. So therefore, we begin the Manishtana by saying the word Tata, that we're trying to give a remez, a hint, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to teach us Torah, just like a father has to teach his son. That's how the Belzerov, and as part of the Haggadah on Pesach, is it's a learning process. We're learning. And the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to bring us to learning, the Kabbalah Satara at Har Sinai. So we're being merames, tata, that's a remez, la'avinu shavashamayim, that Hashem's relationship to us in Torah is also one of a father to a son. So explained the Belzerov. Rav Schlesinger would like to give his own interpretation why we start the Manishtana with the word tata. We find later in the Haggadah a famous thing, Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, or some have it Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Oimer. He used to say all the time, Kol Shloy Omar Shalosh Dvar Ma'elo B'Pesach Lo Yotzi Yedei Chavosai. Whoever didn't say the following three things on Pesach did not fulfill his obligation. So there's an argument, what obligation are we speaking about? So some opinions say that he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you don't mention Pesach, Matzah, Mor, these are the three key important elements of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you don't mention it, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Others say that if you don't explain Pesach, Matzah, Mor, then you're not fulfilling Pesach, Matzah, Mor. That's what you're not fulfilling. Not only are you supposed to eat the matzah and the mor, today we don't eat Pesach, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, right? That's why we say Pesach, Pesach Shehoyu Avaseinu Oichlin, what our forefathers used to eat. So if you don't say, explain why you're doing it, so then you're missing in the fulfillment, the shlemus, in the completion of the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Mor. Rav Schlesinger says, he's going to say a different idea. There's a third. So far we had Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you didn't fulfill. We had, you're not fulfilling fully the mitzvahs of Pesach Matzah Mor. He's going to give another idea. But also we need to explain that the Baal HaGadah, quoting Rabbi Gamliel, goes to a very long Arichus Haloshen. You're supposed to always teach in a very short manner. Here he goes like this. He says, "Kol shalai amar shalai shadvar ma'elu yesterday kavasa." You have to say these three things. Ve'elu hein, And these are them, as if you're like, if you say Eluhain by the Eser Makis, you're dealing 10, the Eluhain. But here you talk about three things, but he says, and these are they. You're only talking about three things. That itself is superfluous. But then he says, Pesach sh'anu oichlin al-shum, because of the Korban Pesach. Matzah zu sh'anu oichlin al-shum, why are we eating this matzah? Al-shum, because it's in a very lengthy way. He should have said that why do we eat matzah? We eat matzah. It's a very... He first says the three things, and these are they, the three things, and then it's done in a... Why is there this expansion of words here? This is going to be explained as well. Now, the Ari and the Chasam Sofer say a very interesting remez, and that is that the three words, Pesach, Matzah, and the word Morar, come to 729. Pesach is 148. Matzah is 135.
But Pesach is
148. Matzah is 135. And Morar is 446. Together, it's 729. That equals Kara Sutton. Tear up the Sutton. Kara is 370.
Kufresh
Ayin. And Sutton. Sin Tes Endenun. It's 359. Together, it's exactly 729. So it's a very nice remez, but we have to figure out what does Pesach, Matzah, Mor have to do with tearing up the Sutton. So to answer all these things that we raised so far, Rav Schlesinger brought a very famous Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Hilchas Me'ilah. Me'ilah means you're not allowed to take from Hegdish, from something holy that belongs to the base of Migdash, and use it for your own purposes.
What's it called?
Me'ilah. Mem, Ayin, Yud, Lamed, Hey. It happens to be that Me'ilah is at the end of Avoda. The Rambam has 14 Svarim, 14 books. And at the end of Avoda is Hilchas Me'ilah. Now, remember we said that the whole... all the mitzvahs of Pesach are v'avadeto es ha'avoda hazos b'chodesh hazeh. We were trying to figure out how does avoda apply to all the mitzvahs. Avoda in the Rambam refers to karbonos. That's most of what he's speaking about is karbonos. So at the end of avoda is Hilchas Me'ilah, and at the end of Me'ilah, the last halacha of Hilchas Me'ilah, perek ches, halacha ches, the Rambam leaves Hilchas Me'ilah and he goes into a different related topic, and we're going to read the words of the Rambam. Roy la'adam. It is proper for a person. Lehizbonein b'mishpatei ha'Torah kedosha, to think, delve into the laws of the Torah. V'leida soif inyanam kefi kaychay, and to figure out the Torah as best as his mind is able to do. But v'davar shola yimtzolaytam, v'layeda la'ila, but something that he can't figure out a reason. We have chukim, things that a law, which are gzeira of Hashem. I don't understand it. For example, the famous one, Por Aduma. And the Shloima Melch, who was the Chacham Mikol Adam, said that I wanted to figure out Por Aduma, Echkema v'hi rechayka mimeni, and I wanted to use my wisdom to figure out Por Aduma, but I couldn't. It was beyond me. So anything that a person can figure out, v'layeda la'ila, he won't know the cause, al yehi kal be'enav, it shouldn't be light. I don't understand it, so it doesn't make sense, so therefore I don't treat it with the proper respect. V'layarois la'alois el Hashem pen yifritzboi. The Rambam uses a pasuk which we find by Har Sinai, when the Jews were told that they're not supposed to try to go up the mountain to Hashem. They shouldn't try to do that because chas v'shalom they could get killed. You have to stay away from. Only Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to go up. So if a person doesn't have the proper respect for a mitzvah which he doesn't understand, he's like rebelling against Hashem. V'loitei machshavtoi boy kemachshavtoi b'shar divrei achol. You can't treat Torah the same as you do with any secular matter. In other words, a secular thing, if I don't understand it, so it doesn't speak to me. It's not relevant to me. I'll only do something if I understand it. Torah is not like that. And now, why does the Rambam bring this in Hilchas Me'ilah? Because the Rambam says you could learn from Hilchas Me'ilah what your attitude should be towards Torah. Bo Urei, come and see. Kama Echmira Torah B'Me'ilah. How careful the Torah was about Me'ilah. So now you can make a kal v'chomer. Ma im eitzim v'avonim, v'ofer v'efer. By stones and the sticks, and earth and ashes. Kivon shenikra shem adona oylam aleim, bidvorim bilvad. If somebody says, this table I'm giving to the Beis HaMikdash. So this table, it's a piece of wood, it now becomes holy. Just because I said, I'm donating it to the Beis HaMikdash. So if through my words I can make this object holy, v'chol anoyeg ben minik choyol malbo, and if somebody treats it like a secular thing without kedusha, you're transgressing on me'ilah. Vafilo yeshoygek tzar kapor. Even if you did it by accident, you have to get forgiveness. So kal v'chomer certainly lemitzvah to a mitzvah shechaka glon haKadosh Baruch Hu that haKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us that mitzvah shloyivar adam ben, that a person shouldn't kick the mitzvah and they shloyeda taman. Oh, I don't understand it? Forget about it. So if, in other words, the Rambam is saying, if you're a whole Yiddishkeit, if you think about many Meforshim relate this Rambam to the Reform movement in Germany. They had questions on the Torah. They didn't understand. And if they didn't understand, I don't want to do this. So what you're doing is treating Torah like chol, like secular. So you're taking Torah and making from holy things secular. That's Me'ilah. That's why the Rambam puts this in to Hilchas Me'ilah. You're doing the same as someone who took a holy thing of the Beis HaMikdash and took it out into secular territory, used it for himself. V'lo yichapet dvorim asher loikein al Hashem. And he shouldn't say things which are not truthful against Hashem. V'lo yachshev and he shouldn't think about them as he does with secular things. It says in the Torah, Ushmartem is kol chukaisa, you have to guard all my chukim, ves kol mishpatai, vasisim oisam, and you should do them. So we know a choik is something that we don't understand. A mishpat is a mitzvah which I do understand. Don't kill, don't steal. Amru chachamim. We have in this pasuk by choik and mishpat, we have shmira and asiya. Shmira means being careful, and asiya means doing. Liten shmira v'asiya l'chukim kimishpatim. You have to treat a chok just like a mishpat. V'asiya yiduahu, sheyasa chukim. Doing is simple. You have to do what the Torah commands. What's shmira? Hashmira sheyizor ben. You should be careful. V'lo yidame shem p'chusim en ha-mishpatim. A person shouldn't think, this I understand, but this I don't understand. And because I don't understand it, I'm going to treat it with less respect than the mitzvah, mishpat, which I do understand. V'amishpatim heina mitzvah shetam ungoli. The mishpat is a mitzvah that the reason of the mitzvah is revealed. V'toivas asiyasim be'olam hazeh yodua. And the benefit that we have in this world is well known. K'goyim, iser gezel, stealing, shvich. Shvichas damim, he brings that down also. Shvichas damim, murder, kibbet aveim. Vachukim, hein ha-mitzvah she'ein tam and yedua, that the reason is not known. We don't know the reason, right. Omru chachamim, chukim chokach dilach, I made chukim for you, ve'ein loch rishus laharer b'en, you have no permission to think that I don't understand it, and therefore it must be wrong. The Yitzroi Shel Adam Noikvei Ben, but the Yetzer Hara bothers a person, and he says, hey, you don't understand this. So, and the Goyim also, We have this in the Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Chukas. Rashi says that the Yetzirah and the Umas Olam says, what are you doing this for? You don't understand why you're doing it. Kegoyim Isser Basar Chazir. Chazir, the Goyim love Chazir. It's good. It's very tasty. And the Torah forbid it. Basar B'cholav. Basar is mutter, kosher meat. Cholav is mutter. Together, you're not allowed to eat it. Why? Why does it become Asr? The Egla Rufo, Por Aduma, Vesara Mishtaleach, all of these chukim. The Kamo Yadavid HaMelech Mitzdar Min Aminim U'min Ha'akim, Shehoye Mashivin Al Chukim. How much David HaMelech had pain from the non-believers and the idol worshippers that used to criticize the Jews. What are you keeping these chukim? The Chol's Man Shehoye Roit V'Noisoi B'Tshuvas HaShaker. And as long as they used to chase David HaMelech with these false answers, she'orchin lefi koitzer das adam, that they used to figure out with their limited seichel, the more they bothered David about these things, hayamaisif dveikus batayra. He just the opposite. The more you chepped David about not doing the chukim, the closer he became to Rabbi Hashem. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, taflu olai sheker zedim. There went against me the bad people, brought their falsehood against me. Ani, what was my reaction? B'chol leiv etzer pekudecha. The more that they came and bothered me about it, the more I decided that I'm going to follow your mitzvahs. V'nemar shem b'inyan. Kol mitzvei secho emuna. All your mitzvahs Hashem are emuna. Sheker redefuni. They chased me with falsehood. Azarani, help me Hashem, that I should withstand all the falsehood that the Goyim are throwing against me.
How does that answer
the case of Matzah? Okay, first we have the Rambam. Then we're going to get to everything. So on this Rambam, the Sefer Maaser Rakeach says, quote, Mikan atol omeid, from here you learn, Roiv chachmosoi v'chasidosoi shal Rabbeinu, how great of a wise man and a chassid was the Rambam. The Rambam lived this life. Although the Rambam was a tremendous searcher for meaning and understanding in mitzvahs, and you're supposed to do that, but you have to begin, and that's the whole shir over here. The premise has to be nasa. After nasa is vinishma. Then we have to do it first. Whether I understand, I don't understand. Later, once I accept, I must do it. Then, as much as I could figure out. One person could figure out 200 mitzvahs. Another person could figure out 300 mitzvahs. Another, Shlomo HaMelech, could figure out 612. Maybe the only one Shlomo couldn't figure out was Par Aduma. But everyone had the same basis that I'm doing this because Nasa. Because Asher Kirishanu b'mitzvayis of Tzivanu, because the Rabbi Hashem commanded me to do it. So from this Rambam, you see how great the Rambam was. V'ashrav la'adam, praiseworthy is a man. Sheyaskil b'dvorav elu b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. This Sefer says you should learn this Rambam every single day if you're smart. V'lo yasuru mimenu kol yimei chayav. And this Rambam should go with you your whole life. Amen. And so should it be. The question is, what is the greatness that lies in this Rambam? And that's what Rosh Lezinger is going to explain. So first of all, he brought a sefer called Shalos and Tshuvas Oinig Yontiv in the Hagdama, who says, with this Rambam, I understand a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim concerning Shaul. In Divrei Hayamim, Aleph, Perik Yud, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The pasuk says, Vayomai Shaul died. Why did Shaul die? B'mo'aloi Asher mo'al b'Hashem. He did me'ilah against Hashem. Al dvar Hashem Asher loy shama. Why did Shaul die and he lost the melucha to David? Because he thought of things on his own. Right? Shmuel told him, kill Agag, the melech of Amalekim. He let him live. Kill everything. There should be no zecher of the Amalekim. Even their behemoth should die. Shaul said, "Well, I could bring karbonis with the behemoth. Why should I kill all the behemoths? I could bring karbonis." So that according the Oinig Yontif says that's meila. That the Rambam just told us, if you treat Torah like a secular thing, and a secular thing is whatever I understand, that's what I do. So Shaul understood there would be a tremendous great thing if I would take the animals of the Amalekim and serve them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did Shmuel tell him? Shmuel told him, Hinei Shmoya Mizevach Toiv. Better than a korban is to listen to Hashem. Hashem, don't make cheshbonos. If you make cheshbonos, a cheshbon, in other words, Shaul's in this Inyan, it doesn't mean Shaul was a tzaddik also, but in this Inyan, he slipped up. In this Inyan, he thought, oh, if I can bring from these korbanos, from these animals of the Amalekim a korban, I'll make a kiddush Hashem. I'm going to take the animals of the Amalekim, and I'm going to use it for Hashem. No, but Hashem told you, kill them. Destroy everything. That's, you don't understand it. You think it'll work better if you bring a korban. Hinei shmoa mizevach tov. Listening to Hashem is better than the best korban. And according to the Rambam, this is me'ilah. Because what Shaul did was approaching the tzivui of Hashem as if it was a secular thing. And a secular thing, you could decide, does it make sense or does it not make sense? Maybe this makes more sense. But if it's a tzivui of Hashem, that's holy. And if you take it out and treat it like secular, that's me'ilah. That's why the pasuk says that, you know why Shaul died? B'mo'a aloy asher mo'a b'Hashem. He did me'ilah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Isser Zalman Meltzer Zitzal, who was the father-in-law of Rabbi Aaron Cutler, had a sefer on the Rambam, Evena Ozel. And in this sefer, he asks, I don't understand this Rambam about me'ilah. Why? Because there's an argument between Tosfos and the Rambam. What exactly does me'ilah constitute? Tosfos says, all me'ilah is taking it, you like stealing it from Hegdish. Let's say you steal something from the Beis HaMikdash, you bring it to your house, even if you didn't have any pleasure from it, just the act of taking it from holy to secular, that's me'ilah. The Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam says, no, you have to have pleasure from it. Let's say you just take it, but you don't have any pleasure, that's not me'ilah. So ask Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, how do we say, let's take the example of Shaul. Shaul did me'ilah because he started making his own cheshbonus, right? And that's me'ilah. So according to Tosfos, I understand why it's me'ilah. Why? Because you took a holy thing and you treated it like secular. That's me'ilah. But according to the Rambam, that you have to have pleasure, what pleasure was there here? What pleasure? There has to be pleasure. What's the pleasure? So Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer says that there's a very great pleasure over here. Because when a person accepts Torah based on what he understands of the Torah, it means that based on his mind, he'll say certain situations, I'm not chayiv in the mitzvah. Like Shaul, if I could bring a korban, Hashem told me to destroy it, but he probably didn't mean when I could bring a korban. Yeah, Hashem said meant everything. He didn't tell you any difference. So right, you're rationalizing. Because you're being somech on your own seichel. So if you're somech on your own seichel, so I don't have to do it in this time. It's not the Torah was in the old times, right? But in this time it doesn't apply for whatever reason. In this situation it doesn't apply. With that attitude, you can destroy the whole Torah. That's what the Rambam says. That watch out that you don't go. And with this kind of attitude, you could laharoitz al Hashem. You'll rebel totally against Hashem. Because your Yiddishkeit is based on what you understand. If it's based on what you understand, there will always be some things you don't understand. When Mashiach comes, Mitzvah will understand everything. But right now, we don't understand everything. But if it's based on my understanding and only my understanding, then it could come out to destroy it all Torah. So
Torah can I get cool, and that throws away all the rest.
So what do you mean?
If Throws away the rest of the Torah.
Kibbutz of everything. Yeah, in the Chazamim. So the point is that this is a tremendous hanoah. Why? Because a person likes to be porek oil. He likes to, I don't want to do certain things. So I'll figure out, there's a mitzvah. I got a problem with the mitzvah. So I'll figure a loophole why the mitzvah doesn't apply. There's no greater hanoah than that. The idea over here is that there's an inyan of Kabbalah's oil Malchus Shemayim. You have to accept upon yourself the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher Kirishanu B'mitzvaysav V'tzivanu. Hashem commanded us to do this thing. If I'm doing it just because I understand it, so that through that it leads that when I don't want to do something, I'll rationalize why it shouldn't be done. That's a hanah. That's a pleasure. So even according to the Rambam, who says Me'ila is pleasure, that's a great pleasure over here. He brings down an interesting story. There was a great Gadol who an Apikoros came to the Gadol and said, the Torah that you have, I have many questions on it. So the Gadol said to him, if you have questions, I'm ready to give you an answer to every question. You don't have questions, you have answers. You don't want to be Ol Malchus Shemayim. You don't want to accept it. So because you don't want to accept it, you're going to look, but the Torah says you should do this and this and this. So because of my questions, this will be an answer why I don't keep the Torah. On an answer, you can't give an answer. You can give an answer on a question. But yours is not a question, yours is an answer. On that, I can't give any answer. And with this, we understand what part of the Haggadah. It says by the Rasha, Lefi shekofar be'ikr, hoitzi atzmai min haklal. Because he was a kofar be'ikr, he took himself out of the klal. So the question is, it says, Lefi shehoitzi atzmai min haklal, Kofar be'ikr. Because he took himself out of the group, he is a kofar against Hashem. It should be the opposite. It should be, ulefi shekofar b'koil, hoitzi atzmo min haklal. Because he was a non-believer, he separated himself from the Jewish people. The order should be just the reverse. So, Rav Issa Zalman, it says, ulefi shehoitzi atzmo min haklal, kofar be'ikr. Because he took himself out of the group, he was kaifer b'ikr. It should be the opposite. He was kaifer because he was kaifer b'ikr, and everybody else believes in Hashem, so hoitzi atzmo min haklal. He took himself out. So Rav Issa Zalman says, no. You know what led him to be a kaifer? Because he decided in his mind, I don't want to do this. This ma'avoida azayis lachem, says the Rasha. I don't understand this avoida. It doesn't make sense to me. Who needs this whole work? So he wanted to be he wanted to separate himself from the other Jews, but the Torah says to do this, therefore kafir b'ikr. He has to treat the Torah like secular. If it doesn't make sense, I don't have to believe in it. So it's lefi, because he wanted to separate himself and not be bothered to have, as Rav Issa Zalman explained, the hanoah of not having the yoke of the Torah making me do things I don't want to do, that's why that led him to be a kaifer b'ikr. He had to go against the Torah, so he had questions. The questions weren't questions, the questions were answers why he was rebelling against the Torah. He brought then from a sefer called Madura Basra, that the Madura Basra says, the way that a person learns mitzvahs, there's a certain approach. The approach is, you have to learn mitzvahs that the first yesod is, I was mekabel this from my father, and my father got it from his father, and my grandfather got it from his father, until back to Har Sinai to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how you begin mitzvahs. After that, then you can go and look for all the reasons that you want. And if you're successful, you may find reasons for the entire Torah. Or like Shloimeh, let's say, found 612 mitzvahs he understood perfectly. He only didn't understand Parah Aduma. The main thing is that if you have a question, you don't move from the Mesorah that you were mekabel from the previous generations. And that's the difference between the Chacham and the Rosh's question. The Chacham is not asking why, and if I figure out why, then I'll do the mitzvah. Rav Schlesinger didn't mention this, but the pasuk of the Chacham is, V'hoya ki sholcha bincha mochar lemor, mo eidus v'achukav ha-mishpatim, asher tziva Hashem l'keinu eskav. The Chacham, he did the mitzvah. He's asking tomorrow. The day after Pesach, he begins to ask his questions. In other words, I'm doing the mitzvah even if I don't understand it. Nasa. Because if I do the mitzvahs only when I understand it, if it would be, that's what he explains by Har Sinai. If Klal Yisrael would have said, Nishma v'nasa, then it's like somebody says to his friend, okay, let me hear what you have to say, and I'll decide if I'll listen. If Klal Yisrael would have said, Nishma v'nasa, then they would have never come to the nasa, because they wouldn't understand everything, and then they'll say, we don't have to do it. So the first Yisrael has to be nasa, that we're doing it. So the Chacham does it, l'machar. Then the Rambam also said, there's a mitzvah of our person to try to understand as much of the Torah as he is able to. So... This explains now, one of the questions we asked, was why Rabbi Gamliel, they have this long lashon. Kol shalai amar shalai shadvarim elu b'pesach liyotze dayi chavasa. Ve'elu heinen, these are the three things, pesach matzum mar. And he also asked the question, which I didn't mention before, what's ba'pesach? Whoever didn't say these things in Pesach, do you think that you're saying it in Sukkot? I mean, what are you telling me? Whoever didn't say it, Ba Pesach. One part of the answer is that we say Pesach zu she'ano oichlam al shema. So the point is Pesach zu she'ano oichlam nasa. We're eating it. We're not saying why do we eat? We're not saying lama oichlin. We're saying pesach shanu oichlin. We've accepted it. Nasa. Al shema. Now that I've accepted it, then I can ask and I can try to find out as much as possible. So when Rabbi Gamliel said, what are they? Pesach, matzah, mor. So Rav Schlesinger explained what he meant to say is as follows. I'm starting out, and I want to add a little thought that, you know, the whole Seder is Shiloh Tshuva. The child asks and the father answers. But this part of the Seder, Rav Gamliel says, we have to begin Omar. Kol shaloi Omar, not Shaila Utshuva, not Vigaratolavincha, tell your child by him asking and you're answering. No. Every Jew has to make a declaration. That's Ba Pesach. That's why it says Ba Pesach. Ba Pesach means Zois Chukas HaPesach. We're going to see that Pesach is considered a Chukah as well. Because even though we understand the Pesach, Al Shema, Al Shum, we give a reason for Pesach Matzimor. Moru Es Chayeyem, Pesach was the Korban Pesach, matzah because when they went out on their backs, the bread became matzah, right? We have a reason. But Rav Gamliel is saying, right now I'm not coming to answer any of your questions. I'm making a statement. Every person at the Seder has to make this statement. Kol shaloi omar, shloisha dvar ma'elu ba Pesach, concerning zois chukas ha-Pesach, lo yotzi yidei chavosai. You know what Chayva, you're not Yotze? Before we said Tzipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, we said you're not Yotze Pesach Matzah Mor. Rav Schlesinger says you're not Yotze Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemayim. The whole, when it says in Bachodesh Hazeh, the Pasuk says, Vavadatas Avoda Azos Bachodesh Hazeh. This whole month is an Avoda. We ask the question, Avoda means Korbanos. And the mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking about were not korbanos. He wasn't speaking there about Korban Pesach. The answer is the whole month of Nisan and the 7 days, the 8 days of Pesach, That's an avoda. That's a chukah. I'm stating kol shloi omar. I'm making a statement. I'm doing pesach she'anu eichlin. I'm making a statement. These three things we do without explanations. There's no reasons. Once I accept that we do it, then you can go and try to understand it. Because the difference is, if the question comes first, then it depends whether I understand it or not, will I do it? But if the commitment comes first, then I'll try to understand it. In case I don't, I'll still do it. Because I made a commitment to follow in the Mesorah of what I was given down from generation to generation. Ah, now we understand Kras Sotan. Pesach Matzu Mor Begematria equals Kras Sotan. Because if you remember, Rashi in Chukas tells us that this is what the Goyim and the Sotan try to tell the Jews. What are you doing these mitzvahs that don't make sense, these chukim, like Por Aduma? So what does Hashem say? Chukah Chakakti Lach. I made a chukah. Ein Lecha Rishus Laharach Rav. You have no right to think about it, even if you don't understand it. If you go with that attitude, then Kras Sotan. Then that's your answer to the Sotan. The Sotan comes and says, which the Rasha says. The Rasha says, Moha Avoida Azayis Lachem. He doesn't want the Kabbalah's oil Malchus Shemayim. He doesn't want the Avoda. The whole Pesach and Matzah Mor is an Avoda. He doesn't. Why should he eat the romaine lettuce or the morer and his whole face becomes red? And what should he do that for? That's an avoda to him. So that's the chilin between the chacham and the rasha. The chacham lemachar, after he did it, matzazu shanu eichlem. I did it. After I do it, now I want to try to understand it. And the Rambam says you should. As we know, there's the Rambam says mitzvah leidas Hashem. And mitzvah lahamin Hashem. There's a mitzvah to know Hashem. There's a mitzvah to believe in Hashem. Every person's level of knowledge is different from ourselves to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew almost everything there was. Even he didn't know certain things. He couldn't see the front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only the back. So wherever your yediyah ends, that's where your emunah begins. But you have to have that your basis is the emunah. That's the remez of Pesach Matzah Mor, Kras Sotan. Tear the Sotan. How? By saying, I make a proclamation. Kol Shloi Omar, Shloi Shedvarim Eilu, Lo Yotzi Dei Chavosai. Which chov? The chov of Kabbalah's Olam Malchus Shemayim. If you didn't make a statement that I'm doing these mitzvahs, whether I understand them or not, then you're lacking and you haven't accepted upon yourself the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word of Al Shema, the first letters of Al Shema equals Shema Yishma. Al is Ayin, Shum is Shin, and Ma is Mem. That spells out, right, Shin Mem Ayin, Shema. What's the idea of this? So Rav Schlesinger said, we put our hands over our eyes by Shema Yisrael. What does that signify? So one of the explanations is that I'm doing Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shema. I'm accepting the yoke of Hashem. I close my eyes. In other words, wherever my mind, my sight, my mind ends, at a certain point, every person and his level is different. But for every person, my knowledge of Hashem, my understanding, my seeing, my clarity of Hashem ends at a certain point. I have certain questions. I don't understand why Hashem did this and this and this. At that point, I cover my eyes. That's where Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim begins. What I can't see, what I can't understand, that's the point. That's the exact point where Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim begins. Now, it says in the Haftorah of this week, Shabbos HaGadol, it says that when Mashiach will come, Hashem will have mercy on the Bnei Yisrael. Kasher yachmol ish al b'noi ha'ovid aitzai. Like a person has mercy on his son who serves him. So the Radak explains that a father has mercy for all his children, as it says, kerachim av al banim. But the most he has mercy on is the son who serves him. So a servant never questions his master. His master tells him to do it. He doesn't say, why? I have to do it. The only one who can question is a child. A child has a relationship with a parent that he can ask his parent. He has a close relationship. His father tells him to do something, he can question it. But as long, only if after he questions it and he gets an answer, even if he doesn't understand the answer, he still does it. So Hashem will have mercy on us. Kasher yachmol ish al b'noi ho'ovid oisai. That even though he has a relationship, a father and son, but he'll still serve it, even the father, even if he doesn't understand what the father's saying. So, so when we ask Hashem, when we try to understand the mitzvahs of Hashem, that's because we have a relationship with Hashem of a father to a son. Rav Koppelman Shlita, who's the Rashiva, who Rav Schlesinger's Rashiva, says, what's the answer to the four kashas? We go to Avodah Mayinu. It's not clear. There's different pshat to what exactly the answer is. He wanted to say the answer, you know what the answer to the four questions are? The answer is Avodah Mayinu. We're an Eved. We have to, the whole night the father's going to spend with his son trying to explain him all about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. But what's the yisod? What we start off that matzah zu she'anu oichlim, we're doing the mitzvah. That the foundation is that we're doing the mitzvah. We're avodim, and Eved doesn't ask questions. So once you accept that an Eved doesn't ask questions, then since we have a relationship with Hashem that He's our Father, a child's allowed to ask his father. But if he doesn't understand what the father answers, he's still going to do it. Even though he has a relationship with a father. So that's why the Haggadah begins with Tata or Tata Laban. This is the remez that Rav Schlesinger said. The story of the Belzerov that we said before, that he told his son, you forgot one word. You forgot the word Tata. So what's the idea of it? The idea of it is you're asking questions. How are you asking questions? Because our relationship with Hashem is that of a father to a son. A father and a son, the son can ask the father question. But it's only ho'ovid oisai. It's only when he starts with the answer first of Avodah Mayinu. Once you know Avodah Mayinu, then I can go on and I can explain you the reasons for everything else. And now we understand why the Rambam wrote Hilchas Me'ilah at the end of Sefer HaAvodah. And he wrote this last Rambam, Perches Halakha Ches, that if a person treats holy things like secular, he's moel in the Torah, he's moel against Hashem, because that's part of Avodah. The yesod of our relationship with Hashem has to be like an Eved. Rabbi Yeruchim Levavitz Itzal says an unbelievable thing, and that is that we know that a mitzvah has a tam, it has a reason. So we think that that's the cause. Because there's a reason, that's the cause why we do mitzvah. That's wrong. Rabbi Yeruchim says, a tam ha-mitzvah, the word tam means not only reason, tam means taste. Hashem did us a favor that for many mitzvahs, a mishpat, don't kill, don't steal, honor your parents, those are things we can understand. So those mitzvahs, of course, are much easier that we could do it with a geshmak. But we have to, this mashal is a beautiful mashal. The same as a parent comes feeding her child, right? The food, the child needs nourishment. The child needs vitamin C. The doctor says the child needs spinach. So the child says, I don't like it. And the mother says, too bad. The doctor said you have to eat it for health. You must eat it. So the same thing. Imagine if all food was tasteless. Rav Schlesinger said, how many people today drink water? Water doesn't have a taste, so everybody is using all kinds of things, colors and fizz and flavors, so that they don't have to drink water. Imagine if all food had no taste like water. Hashem did us a favor. Hu heitiv, hu meitiv, hu yeitiv lanu. Bechein, bechesed of rachamim. My father, Olav Hashem, used to tell me that bechein means an orange could have been black. Hashem made a golden orange, that you should have a nechmad lamarich, you should look, that's part of the chain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that I think Rav Chatzkel Sarna says this idea of bechein, that the food is given in a beautiful colors, beautiful, a lot of things, most things have a very good taste. Why? Because if everything was tasteless or had a bad taste, nobody would want to eat. And we need to eat in order for our bodies to survive. So this is a mashal for spirituality as well. That Ruchnius, Hashem did us a favor that He gave us a tam ha-mitzvah, a reason for the mitzvah. There are many mitzvahs, though we don't have a reason. But our body, our neshamas, just like our bodies need to eat food, even if it doesn't taste good, or even if it has no taste, we're lucky that most foods do have a good taste. The same is with mitzvahs. We're lucky Hashem gave time to the mitzvah. He gave a taste to most of the mitzvahs. But if there's certain mitzvahs that don't have a taste, or might even have a bad taste to us, but yet our spiritual neshamas require us to have them as well. That's what it says. Tamu ru'u ki tov Hashem. Taste and see how good Hashem is. We have that mitzvahs lav lahanis nitnu. Mitzvahs are not for pleasure. Rashi explains. Ela liyos la'oil al tzavareyim. Mitzvahs are in oil. Again, we have to start off Kabbalah's oil malchus shemayim. But we're lucky once we accept the oil of all tayag mitzvahs, there are many mitzvahs which we experience the tam. And we enjoy it and we have a geshmak. But we also have to do those that we don't have a taste in. Okay, we're not finished. 1 second. So that's what it says. Ushmarto esachuka hazois lemoy adam yamima. The Rambam told us also that chukim ushmartem eschol chukaisev eschol mishpata vasisim esav. And we learned that even the chukim have to be treated like mishpatim. You have to be just as careful with something you don't understand as something you understand. So Pesach is also treated like a chayk. That's what it says in the Torah. It says, "Ushmarta sachuka azoyt," concerning the mitzvahs of Pesach. So Chazal say on a pasuk in Tillim, Perek Kuf Yutes, Ois Yud, "Yehi libi samim bichukecha." David HaMelech says, "My heart should be complete in your chukim." Laman loy evosh, that I shouldn't be embarrassed in Olam Haba, says Chazal. What is the chayk refer to? This is chukas ha-Pesach and chukas Parah Aduma, because both are similar to each other. By Pesach, it says zois chukas ha-Pesach. And by Parah Aduma, it says zois chukas ha-Doira. We can ask the question, what's the comparison one to the other? By zois chukas ha-Doira, Parah Aduma, Shloim HaMelech says, I tried to understand it, and it was beyond me. I couldn't understand it. But Pesach is Pesach al-Shumma, we have an answer. Matzah al-Shumma, we have an answer. Mor al-Shumma, we have an answer. So what's the comparison? The answer is, although we have an answer, our approach has to be that we accept Pesach Matzah Mor as a chop before we get to the answer. That's the comparison. Even with mitzvahs that we do understand, Shaul also understood Amalek, but he put into it his own understanding. If you put in your own understanding before you do what Hashem tells you to do, then it can lead you away. So the comparison is that Shmarta Sachuk Azoitz, how do you approach Pesach Matzah Mor? Avoda. This is an avoda. What the Russia challenges, Mo avoda Azoitz Lachem, that the Chacham is not challenging. The Chacham accepted it's an avoda. It's a Kabbalah's Omach Shemayim. Afterwards, I'm going to try to understand. Al-Shemad, very good, then you should. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to do that. And Rabbi Fall Hamburger in his Sefer Taurus for Fall says that this is the mitzvah of Pesach by night, that a person has to be mechanech his children. That all the mitzvahs we do are shir kirchanim, mitzvaysav, because Hashem commanded, and then we have to try to understand. And a mitzvah I do understand, I don't understand, are the same. And now we come back to the pasuk that we started the shir with. David HaMelech tells Shlomo in Divrei HaYamim, Da es alakei avicha. Da. You should know. You should figure it out. But how do you figure it out? Alakei avicha. This is the Mesorah that you got from your father who got it from his father till Moshe Rabbeinu. If you start with a Mesorah, I accept the whole Torah. Now da, and then what does the Pasuk say? Ve'avdeyu. If you go with this approach, then you'll come to serve Hashem. We're almost completed. Rav Schlesinger said that just like today, we eat two matzahs, one at the beginning of Seder and Afikoyman. They used to eat Korban Pesach at the beginning of the Suda and at the end of the Suda. So the one at the beginning, today matzah at the Afikoyman is in memory of the Korban Pesach. The one in the beginning has a taste. You're hungry, you want to eat it. The one at the end, you're stuffed already. You leave a little room because otherwise it's achila gasa, you're eating too much. But when you take that last matzah at the after all the knedels, if you eat gebrachs, and all the good things that the women cook, everybody's full with the matzah and the morer and the arba koises. You bring out the matzah at the end of the Seder, has no taste whatsoever. Nobody wants to eat it. But that's what we tell the Chacham. When he asks this question, we tell the Chacham, Ein maftirin achra pesach afikayman. That's the taste that has to remain in your mouth. Which taste remains in your mouth? That you don't take any dessert after it. Not the taste of the matzah at the beginning of the Seder. That one was a geschmack. You were starving, you were hungry, you were happy when you ate it. The matzah at the end of the Seder that has no taste, that's what has to stay with you. Because that, in that way, you will keep the mitzvahs as a choik, even if it has no tam. That's what David HaMelech says, Kol mitzvaysecha emuna. All your mitzvahs are emuna. Sheker ridafani, the Rambam quoted this pasuk, Azreini Hashem, from the sheker that is going against me. And that's what David said, Yehi libi somim b'chukecha. That's Ushmarta, Etzachuka, Azois miyam liyam mima. So Pesach is an avoda, Pesach is a choik. That's when Ram Gamliel says you have to say these three things. You have to declare, I'm doing it. Now, matzah shanu oichlun, now that you're doing it, now I can ask the question of Shema. The problem with the Russia is that he's asking these questions before he does it. Mo avoid azoisachem. And that's why, because he was hoitzi atzmem in a klal, he wanted to leave the klal. That, because of that, he rationalized, and that caused them to be a kaifer baker. We have to train our children, and it only comes if we're trained in it ourselves. First, we have to ourselves get our own Yitzias Mitzrayim from our own Mitzrayim. If we're strong in this Amunah, we could pass the Amir Shem on to our children on the night of the Seder.